This is Doug Carr, co-host and producer of Dell Luminaries. Dell Luminaries, we are in our second year. Last year was our launch, and we wanted to do a test to see how it would do. We were basically interviewing transformation leaders within the technology industry, not just within the Dell community of companies, but also within their clients, to explain how IT transformation is impacting human progress. And so it was a successful year, so they have signed up for another year. The show is hosted by Mark Schaefer and myself, Douglas Carr, and I also produce and record and provide all the equipment for the show when we're on the road, or everybody remotes into my studio, which is located in downtown Indianapolis at DK New Media, right above the Hard Rock Studio at the Speakeasy. So this specific podcast that I'm putting a couple pieces in for you, I'm going to show you the intro to the podcast, and this one is special. We got to interview Zach Brown, who was a race car driver and has now owned a sports marketing company that sold for I think $20 million or $100 million or something like that. And then now he's the CEO of McLaren Sports, which you know as the Formula Racing, which is also the sports, the million-dollar sports cars that you can go purchase, as well as a technology arm. And so what you're going to hear is first the introduction just with Zach, our intro, everything else. We throw some pizzazz in there with some race car sounds. And then you're going to hear the close of the conversation, which is really interesting, and that's where we uncover how simulation is actually surpassing reality when it comes to racing technology. And you're going to hear a really cool story about how Zach Brown got started within the industry. So I hope you enjoy this. It's been absolutely incredible. I think we're rated in the top 1% now of business podcasts from a listenership standpoint, and it just keeps growing and growing. So thank you so much for taking the opportunity.
Luminaries, talking to the brightest minds in tech.
And my hope is that we come together to share more than technology and expertise and products, but that we share a vision of a future that is better than today. A vision of technology as the driver of human progress.
Your hosts are Mark Schaefer and Douglas Carr.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Luminaries, where we talk to the brightest minds in tech. And you heard that little soundbite we had there earlier, and that gives you a clue of who we're going to be talking to today. This is Mark Schaefer with my co-host, Doug Carr, a.k.a. Dougie Baby. How you doing, Doug?
That was not me driving into the parking lot. I can tell you that right now.
Well, you know, we promise you that we're talking to the brightest minds in tech, and we are going to deliver today. What a very special guest we have today, Zach Brown. He is the CEO of McLaren Industries. And first of all, Zach, congratulations on your new position.
Thank you very much. Very excited. I've been a McLaren fan my whole life, so pinching myself getting the opportunity to lead this great team.
We've covered a lot of ground, in this conversation. I am curious, when you look at the next, you know, maybe 2 to 3 years in racing, what technology is being implemented today that's just going to take it to the next level?
Simulation continues to be, and rapid prototyping, you know, the quicker we can develop something on the car and understand that it correlates to the racetrack, and then the quicker we can produce it. So it's all about kind of speed to market, and having good data and crunching that data as quickly as possible, understanding that data. So I think it's about speed. Ultimately, and analytics, and then the specific technologies that go around that with Dell, where everything from our laptops to our screens to our servers, and then ultimately security, because we're transmitting a lot of what's going on at the racetrack real time back to the factory in Woking, and so security, like all of our various businesses, is super important to us.
I wanted to hear a little bit more about your Applied Technologies division. I mean, obviously there's got to be some connection to the Formula One program, but are you looking at ways to apply that to broader commercial
Needs? Yeah. So that business
maybe you
has
give
about,
us some examples.
So we've got there, you know, it's really a connected business. So sensors, predictive analytics, we're doing things, you know, Wi-Fi on trains, working on some autonomous projects, believe it or not, not through our automotive division. Yeah. So, and then the other is hybrid and electrification. And we've had stuff on the Mars lander. So we you know, areas you wouldn't expect us to be in. A lot of the stuff we do is pretty confidential. We've done some government work. So we've got within that business motorsports, automotive, transportation, and healthcare. So those are the fields that we tend to focus on, and then we do that through connectivity and then through battery hybrid technologies. So it's a pretty fascinating business.
Yeah, and I can – one of the things that's just been such a joy talking to you is that you're obviously – just so passionate about this. And as I was preparing for the interview, I read a little bit about your background. And this racing has just been part of your life really from the beginning. Tell us a little bit about your background, your racing, and how you got to where you are today.
So I started to race at an early age. My family was not in the racing business, originally from Los Angeles, but my dad used to take my brother and I to the races, just kind of as a father-son thing. Kind of he'd see it in the newspaper, let's go to the race at the weekend. And then like a lot of boys that age, fell in love with cars. And then, strange twist, I went on Wheel of Fortune, Teen Week. And,
come on.
Won a bunch of watches. And I went and then sold those watches at a pawn shop, which I think you have to be 18, but they bought them anyways. And then I went and bought a go-kart. And so that's how I got started in racing, and won the U.S. Karting Championship, and then didn't go to college, barely kind of did high school because I just wanted to go racing, and there wasn't a class for racing in high school. So I had success there, then started doing my own sponsorship, moved to England in 91, got a deal with Porsche to come back and race in the States. My sponsor at the time, TWA Airlines, said, hey, we're sorry we're losing you. You must know the guys and gals in pit lane. Can't you place your sponsorship with someone? I went, yeah, I could do that. And that kind of stumbled into a business, which I then had for 20 years, became the world's largest motorsports agency, sold that in 2013 to a company called Chime Communications, and then had a good opportunity to go to either Formula One itself or McLaren, and ultimately chose McLaren because it's been my favorite racing team ever since I've started following motor racing. And so I kind of lucked into that, and here I am today with what I think for me is the coolest job in the world, maybe next to Fernando Alonso, because he actually gets to drive it.
And it all started with Wheel of Fortune. How
it all
about
started
that?
With, you know, Wheel it's just Fort. Pat Sajak.
You know, I'm kind of just trembling right now, knowing that I'm 1 degree of separation from Pat Sajak. It's really amazing. I didn't expect that to happen.
And Vanna White.
I can't even handle that. So, Zach, thank you so much for your time today. This has been such a pleasure. It's so very interesting. And I'm sure people listening today will want to know more about you. And we've just really, you know, touched the surface of your amazing company. So we'll put links in the show notes to your company and everything that you're doing. So we just want to thank you so much. And on behalf of Doug Carr, this is Mark Schaefer thanking all of you for joining us on Luminaires. We appreciate every single one of you. And we just love that you listen to us and spend your time with us. And until next time, this is Mark Schaefer, Doug Carr for Luminaries.
Luminaries, talking to the brightest minds in tech, a podcast series from Dell Technologies.